This is Bradford Owls High School Basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM. WESB, Bradford.
And good evening and welcome to the championship game of the Russell Stebbins Memorial Basketball Tournament. We are going to have a silent moment. I'm going to kick it back to the station. This is Bradford Owls Basketball. We're going to have our national anthem.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM, is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter's Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM and AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back to Otto Eldred, the Terror Dome. Tonight, your Bradford Owls take on the Otto Eldred Terrors in the championship game of the 2023 Russell Stebbins Memorial Basketball Tournament. I'm going to get right to your starting lineups for Otto Eldred. It's Manning Splane, Davey Shenfield, Landon Francis, Brax Caldwell, and Sheen Thomas. Starting for your Bradford Owls will be Adam Ward, Jake France, Brendan Warner, Chase Weinberg, Talon Reese. A few things to tell you about this evening. The Lady Owls fell short today in their game, consolation game in the same tournament. Haley Keene was named to the all-tournament team, so that's a good thing. So let's get to this game. I felt last night that the Owls, after the first quarter last night with a sluggish start, they really came together. They played really good defense and moved the ball around really well. I do want to warn you tonight against the crowd noise. If you've never been to a game at the Terror Dome, the local fans, They really participate. They've got the band here and lots of students, so it's going to be loud on our end this evening. The Portville Lady Panthers won the tournament on the girls' end, and obviously this is the championship game for the boys. The boys were led last night by Chase Weinberg. They'll be looking to have another big game. And as I said, we're going to have Ward, France, Warner, Weinberg, and Reese starting for your Owls. I'd like to see a fast start from the Owls tonight, and I'm sure the coaching staff would as well. Very sluggish last night, and then they got it together quite well. If you're new to the game this year, there's a new rule where 5 fouls by a team in any given quarter. The other team will shoot 2 free throws, so there's no longer a 1-1, for those of you that don't know that. Chase Weinberg's going to jump against Sheen Thomas. Okay, a little cleanup taking place before we get going. Owls are dressed in their all-red uniforms. Eldred is in white with their blue and yellow trim. And the tip's won by Bradford. Jake France across the timeline. Nice screen provided by Warner. Over to Reese in the corner. Reese drives. Reese shot. And it's in. Talon Reese with the first bucket of the night. And the Owls put three-quarter court pressure on the ball. And Otto's across the timeline. And a pass down low to Brax Caldwell, who lays it in. And now Eldred is putting on a three-quarter court press. and Adam Ward back to France across the timeline. Weinberg at the foul line. Jake France on a wing. Now setting up a play. France drives. Picks up his dribble, kicks it out to Weinberg. Over to Warner. Warner's got it to Adam Ward on a wing. Adam with a little drive toward the foul line. Al's resetting it, slowing it down a little bit, setting up a play. Ward tries to get it to Reese, and it's off of Sheen Thomas out of bounds, so it's Bradford ball. Adam Ward will inbound. And he inbounds way in the backcourt to France, who's going to bring it across the timeline. Jake France up top. Out to Warner. Warner back to Jake. In the corner, Jake down low to Weinberg. Weinberg kicks it back out to Warner. To Ward. Ward drives. He kicks it to Weinberg. Good defense here by the Eldred Terrors. And Weinberg picks up a little rebound and lays it in. Pressure again by the Owls. Otto clears the timeline, and there's a foul. First foul of the game is going to be on Jake France. His first, the team's first. Otto inbounds into the backcourt. Splane has the ball. Oh, bad pass, and Splane was unable to tally up the pass there, and it's going to be Owls basketball. The Owls currently lead 4-2. And they have possession with 5:48 to go in the first quarter. Jake France driving down the lane all the way, and he shoots, and it's in and one. Jake, nice move, strong to the basket, gets fouled and makes the shot. The foul is on Davey Shenfield, his first, the team's first. Jake's free throw is up and in, up and off the rim. Otto with a rebound, quick down the court. Thomas in the corner. Thomas nails a three. Sheen Thomas hits a three ball. And we're in the game, ladies and gentlemen. The ball came to me. Looks like it's off the Owls, an errant pass there. Otto's going to gain possession, down by one, 6-5, 5:28 to go in the first quarter. There's another three ball, and it's good. That was Landon Francis for Eldred, and they're pressuring the ball again. Warner bringing it up court. Ward across the timeline to France. Down low to Weinberg, back to Warner for three. That's short, rebounded by Eldred. Eldred quick up court again. The Terrors currently lead 8-6. There's a three ball from the corner, and it's good. And that was Davey Shenfield. That's three different players on Otto's team with a three ball already. Some good long-range shooters. And Otto leads 11-6. Warner all the way in, lays it up a little too hard. Rebounded by Weinberg, and a foul on Eldred Rex Caldwell. That's his first. The team's second. Jake France going to inbound under the Owls basket. 11-6, Eldred leads. Into Reese. Reese being guarded by Thomas. Adam Ward, he drives. And a charge on Adam Ward. He must have thrown an elbow up there while he was driving in. No, that. Okay. They called that off away from the ball on Talon Reese. And Otto has possession once again. Adam Ward with a defense up top. Owls are in a 2-3 defense. Eldred with the ball around the perimeter. Down low. And an errant pass down low. They say tipped out by the Owls. Eldred will regain possession. 11-6, Otto leads with 4:02 left in the first. And there's a pass in to Sheed Thomas. And he lays it in. Otto now leads 13-6. Pressure by Eldred. Owls across the timeline. Warner with the ball up top. Very good pressure applied by Eldred. And almost a steal. And it is a steal. Eldred quick down the court. There's another three ball. That one's off the mark. Rebounded by Eldred. And stolen away by Bradford. Long pass to Adam Ward, who lays it in. Nice pass there from Reese to Adam Ward, and it's 13-8, Otto leads. Owls pick up the half-court defense. They're in a 2-3. Oh, no, they're in a man-to-man now. Sorry. Eldred, good ball movement, good defense as well. There's a stuff. Oh, Talon Reese stuffed him, but they call a foul. That's going to be Reese's second foul. That's two quick ones on Talon as the team's third foul. And Otto's at the line. That is Landon Francis. First one is good. Welcome to all our friends over in Otto Eldred that may be listening in. Second free throw is up and good by Francis. And the Eldred Terrors now lead 15-8 with 2:56 to go. Nasser Armstrong is checked into the game for Talon Reese with those two fouls. Armstrong just got fouled. That's three team fouls on Eldred. And that is Manning Splain with his first foul. Down to Weinberg low, back out to Warner. Warner over to France. France down low, beautiful pass to Weinberg, who lays it in on a reverse layup. 15-10, the Terrors lead. Owls pick up the man-to-man defense. And there is a drive in and out by Francis, the three ball from Thomas in the corner. It's off the mark. Rebounded by Adam Ward. Jake France across the timeline. Over to Warner. Warner's got Armstrong in the corner. Armstrong with a fake and a drive and a layup. Nice move by Armstrong. And a timeout called by Eldred. Looks like a 30-second timeout. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern, everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable, anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store. This is your season ticket, WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Okay, welcome back. We're just back underway. Eldred has the basketball. The Tarot, nice pass stolen by France. France to Armstrong. Before we went to the break, Armstrong had a really nice quick fake. There's Weinberg from the corner, and he nails it. It's a two ball. And the Owls only trail by one, 15-14, 1:28 to go in the first. Very exciting game so far. Owls man-to-man defense. Armstrong on the ball. Eldred all around the place. Owls tough defense. Almost a steal by Adam Ward, but they call a foul on Jake France. That's going to be his second and the team's fourth. It may be the team's fifth. Nope, I only show four. Okay. And they did call it on Ward and not France. I'm far from the scorer's table. Steal by the Owls. Adam Ward with the ball over to Jake France, the top of the key. Jake drives and puts up a shot, and he's fouled. Strong move again by France, and he's fouled. By Isaiah Demick. That's his first foul. Jake's going to shoot two. The first one's up, and it's good. We have a tie ball game at 15 with 49 seconds to go in the first quarter. Wyatt Stark coming in to the game right now for Adam Ward. Jake France, second shot is up and good. The Owls take their first lead of the game. Oh, well, they were up 2-0 late here in the first quarter. Owls back on defense. Thomas with the ball, kicks it out to Francis. Down low to Caldwell, back to Francis. Whoa. A lot of contact. And a nice power move by Brax Caldwell underneath. Eldred takes the lead, 17-16. Warner across the timeline. 20 seconds left in this first quarter. Weinberg in the corner. Weinberg to Stark in the foul line. Jake France pointing out the time on the clock. We're down to six. Jake drives, and he travels. Jake tried to make something happen there and had a travel. 2 seconds left in the first quarter. So Eldred's inbounding all the way on the end line. They'll do something, long pass here or something. It's 17-16 Terrors. Half-court shot is good! Good by Landon Francis. And the crowd's going crazy. Okay, that's your first quarter score. The Otto Eldred Terrors 20, the Bradford Owls 16. This is Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM, is brought to you by members of the WESB Winner's Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter's Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM and AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back. I believe, as you can tell, I can't hear you. This is James Patrick in the Terror Dome at the championship game of the 2023 Russell Stebbins Memorial Basketball Tournament. The Bradford Owls are taking on the Otto Eldred Terrors. Eldred has got possession to start the second quarter with a lead of 20-16. Nice pass underneath, laid in by Manning Splain, his first two of the game. Warner across the timeline. Warner, France, Ward, Weinberg, Armstrong. And there's a jump ball. Bradford's going to gain possession. Warner was a little upset there, thought he was fouled. Owls are going to inbound midcourt. 7:40 to go in the second. France, top of the key. France down low to Weinberg. Weinberg out to Ward. Ward with a little jumper that's short. Fought for, but Eldred comes away with the rebound. And up the court quick. Stolen away. Stolen away by the Owls. And it's a scrum, and they do come away with it. Warner with the quick hands there led to a scrum, and then Warner came away with it. And an errant pass. Wasn't on the same page with his teammate. So Eldred will have possession. 7 minutes and 7 seconds left in the second. 22-16. The Otto Eldred Terriers lead. Thomas near half court for Eldred. Thomas hands it off to Demick. Demick over for a three ball from Francis. It's short. Eldred rebounds. Thomas up top. There's Manning's playing with the ball. Power move underneath and stolen away by Adam Ward. Tried to pass it underneath and Adam Ward got the steal. Warner with the ball up top. Hands it off to Weinberg. Weinberg out at the three-point line. Over to Warner in the corner. Warner drives in a bit toward the lane. Tipped out of bounds off of Eldred. Manning's playing with the defense there. Into the game for Armstrong comes Terwilliger, Marcus Terwilliger. And, okay, then that'll, yeah. Okay, there was another substitution. I don't know if they're going to let it, allow it. It was late. Referees are discussing it at midcourt. It will be granted. So, number two, Davey Shenfield comes in for Thomas on the Eldred side. Okay, Bradford ball. Twilliger out on the wing. Warner, top of the key. Warner drives to the corner. Back to Adam Ward, top of the key. Over to France. France, nice pass down low to Weinberg, who's nice pass to Twilliger. Back to Adam Ward, and then it one pass too many. And it goes off the hands of Jake France. So Eldred will have possession. 5:45 to go with a six-point lead. Francis with the ball and a foul on Jake France. That will be his second. The team's first of the second quarter. Into the game comes Talon Reese for Brendan Warner. So you've got Terwilliger, France, Reese, Ward, Weinberg on the court for your Owls. Man-to-man defense, Adam Ward on the ball. Nice battle between Ward and Landon Francis. Long three ball from Isaiah Demick, which is a new player for Eldred in the game. He nails a three. That's the fourth different player for a three ball. Nice drive by France, but the shot is offline. Looks like a foul on the Owls on the rebound. Looks like it's on Chase Weinberg. I will verify here. Yes, that's Chase's first, the team's second. Eldred's going to inbound now with a 9-point lead. 5 minutes left in the second quarter. Referees are discussing something. I think that last foul may have been on someone different. And being where I'm at, folks, I'm not going to be able to tell you. So, okay, Eldred's going to inbound. 5 minutes left. 9-point lead for the Terrors. Landon Francis with the ball. Brings it across the timeline. Owls in a man-to-man defense. And there's an errant pass. Owls are going to gain possession. Terwilliger's going to inbound to Adam Ward. Adam Ward across the timeline. Back to Terwilliger. Terwilliger back to Ward to France on the wing. Down low to Weinberg. Weinberg's having a hard time underneath with the defense of Brax Caldwell down there. It's really tough. Adam Ward has the ball. In the corner, Marcus Terwilliger. One dribble and a shot. Oh, off the rim. And it's out of bounds off the Owls. So once again, Eldred will inbound the ball with a 9-point lead. 4:18 to go in the first half. Landon Francis brings it up court. Out to Thomas, who's back in the game. Thomas drives, kicks it out. Back to three ball from Demick is off the mark. Rebounded by Weinberg. Weinberg to France. France to Reese in the corner. Reese drives. Errant pass, but France comes up with it and puts it in off the board. Jake France picks up the dirty laundry there and puts it away. There's a long three ball, short, rebounded by Reese. France, down low to Adam Ward. Oh, folks, that ball stayed on the rim for what seemed like 5 seconds. Adam Ward was down low, and he put a shot up that just stayed up there. The ball is going to stay at that end, and we have a timeout. That's a full timeout. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.
Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
Is your eyesight changing?
I can't read this anymore.
Don't lose hope. People just like you are working every day using Braille, screen magnification, speech technology, and other tools and blindness skills. Your eyesight may have changed, but your goals, they don't have to. We can help. Visit us on the web at blind.org. The National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the 2023 Russell Stebbins Memorial Basketball Tournament in Eldred. It looks like Eldred has possession. They are going to inbound. 3:23 to go in the first half. Eldred with a 7-point lead. And there's a nice pass down low. Back out for a three ball. Rebounded by Ward. And Ward is fouled by, I would say, Landon Francis, but we'll see what the official says. And no, he doesn't. He says it's Brax Caldwell for his second foul. And Ward has the ball, drives in. Kick ball off of Thomas's foot. Owls will inbound under their own basket. 3:02 to go in the first half. 25-18, the Terrors lead. Jake France to the inbound. Way out to Terwilliger. Terwilliger, 3-point line. Adam Ward, top of the key. Jake France. Jake takes the three ball, and he nails it. Jake France with a three ball. And the Owls are trailed by four. Three ball for Eldred, short. Rebounded by Thomas and put in. Gene Thomas was there for the dirty laundry on that end. There's another three. quickly down court, and Jake France with another three ball. So, 2:25 to go in the first half. Terriers lead 27-24. Couple quick three balls. There's a three attempted by Eldred. Rebound by Thomas. Another three ball. That one's good by Landon Francis. That's his third three of the game. Eldred leads 30-24. Jake France with the ball, top of the key. Nice drive inside. Lays it up, and it's off the mark. Gets a rebound, puts it in. Jake France is on fire right now. Terriers lead 30-26, 1:40 to go, and there's a three ball. Short off the mark, rebounded by France, outlet to Ward. Ward lays it in. And we've got a two-point ball game, 30-28, 1:26 to go. France, Ward, Weinberg, Reese, Terwilliger on the floor for your Owls. There's a hand check foul on Adam Ward, his second. Wholesale chains coming here. Danny Marasco's coming in the game. Warner back in the game, and Wyatt Stark in the game. With 1:18 to go in the first half. So you're going to have Stark, France, Marasco, Reese, and Weinberg on the floor. Inbound for Eldred. They inbounded into the backcourt. That's Manning Splain. Splain across the timeline. Splain takes a jumper. Off the mark. Rebounded. Fought for. Stark almost had it. And Danny Marasco did come away with it. To Reese. Reese to Warner. Warner at the top of the key to France. France back to Warner. Warner, Reese. Long three. Off the mark. Danny Marasco with a strong rebound. And a jump ball that's going to go to Eldred. Strong rebound by Marasco there. Then he got tied up for the jump ball. 46 seconds left in the first half. The Otto Eldred Terriers lead 30-28. And they have possession. Shenfield's got the ball. Davey Shenfield. Off the Splain. France with a defense. Stark. Stark on Francis near half court. 23 seconds left. Francis playing with a half court line. I think they're just waiting for the last shot here, looks like. 9 seconds. Francis with the ball. Kicks it out to the corner. There's a three ball. It is off the mark, rebounded by Stark. Going to have to be a long throw by France that's off the mark. So at the half, the Otto Eldred Terriers lead 30-28. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM, is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winner's Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter's Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM and AM 1490, WESB Bradford. It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35 VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store. Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
CT, MRI, and other radiology exams provide your doctor with important health information. While these exams are routine, they can also cause concern. Ease your fears by visiting radiologyinfo.org. You'll find over 200 descriptions of radiology procedures, exams, and treatments. Know what to expect and how to prepare by visiting radiologyinfo.org today. Produced by the Radiological Society of North America and the American College of Radiology.
Dear Santa, I hope you are having a good day in the North Pole. Is it cold all the time there? Is that why your cheeks are so rosy? I bet all of your reindeer are very excited.
All right, guys.
Is your beard long? My dad's scratchy. My mom says I'm a good helper. But you didn't come last year. Was my chimney broken? Or did you forget? I do that sometimes. I just really hope this year when I wake up, I'm gonna see that you came to my house too.
Donate to Toys for Tots and help the Marines deliver hope to a child in need.
If you're 19 or older with certain underlying medical conditions such as asthma or diabetes, you can get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, a potentially serious bacterial lung disease that can disrupt your life for weeks. If you're 65 or older, it is also recommended you get vaccinated against pneumococcal pneumonia, no matter the season. Talk to your doctor about vaccination today and learn more at lung.org/protect yourself. A message from the American Lung Association in collaboration with Pfizer.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back to the 2023 Russell Stebbins Memorial Basketball Tournament in Eldred. Tonight's the championship game between your Bradford Owls and the Otto Eldred Terrors. The halftime score is Otto Eldred 30 and Bradford High 28. Very exciting game so far. Played well on both ends. For the Terrors, they have 6 3-balls. And I just thought about this last year, this same matchup in the championship game, and I believe that Eldred made 16 threes in that championship game to take the title last year. So they have 6, and they've taken many, many more. They are led by Landon Francis with 11 points, Rax Caldwell with 4, Sheen Thomas with 7, Isaiah Demick with 3, and Manning Splain with 2. Your Owls are led by Jake France with 14, Chase Weinberg with 6, Adam Ward has 4, Talon Reese and Nasser Armstrong both have 2 apiece. No foul trouble for your Owls. Ward, France, and Reese have 2 fouls. And for Eldred, Brax Caldwell has 2 fouls. But very fast-paced game, well-played game. Looks like we're going to have a nice, real fantastic finish once again. Yesterday, the Owls' history so far this year is they were unable to hold a lead at Cameron County in Game 1, and then yesterday they were able to hold the lead late against Eisenhower Knights. So we'll see how this one goes. I felt that they grew up a lot yesterday, and they came out of the gates pretty good tonight. Little sluggish with yesterday's game out of the gates. So, once again, the Otto Eldred Terrors lead your Bradford Owls 30-28 at the half. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
Hi, I'm Susan Lucci. I never thought about heart disease until I had my own heart event. At first, like so many other women out there, I ignored my symptoms. A slight pressure on my chest, shortness of breath. I thought, I don't have time to be sick. I had a 90% blockage in my main artery and a 75% blockage in the adjacent artery. I received two stents in my arteries. Stents developed through research funded by the American Heart Association. Those stents saved my life. I'm so grateful to the American Heart Association. Their research helped save my life. I can enjoy life with my children, my grandchildren, and my friends. Please, listen to your heart. The only reason I'm here today is because I did. Learn more about the American Heart Association's life-saving work at helpheart.org.
It's a good day to do with the all-new Marilla and Kinzu knives, part of a new line of modern everyday carry knives from Case. Constructed with durable anodized aluminum handles and high-grade S35VN blades, the Marilla and Kinzu easily flip open to make your everyday work quick and simple. And since they're named after local landmarks, their performance will inspire you to get out and do more. The modern Case Marilla and Kinzu, available every day at the Zippo Case Museum and Flagship Store.
WESB Sports.
Okay, welcome back to Otto Eldred. The players are back on the court doing their shoot around. As a veteran of the United States Navy, I do have to talk a little bit about America's game today, the football game between Army and Navy. And unfortunately for me, the Navy guy, the Army leads 10 to nothing currently in the fourth quarter. But I'm sure if you're listening, you might be watching as well the football game. Go Navy. So, the Owls are playing well. So is Eldred. Eldred's got a little size advantage on him. I would say, I mean, three balls are usually easy to take. It's hard to guard way out on the three-point area. If Eldred would hit them at a pace that they did last year, we'd be in trouble. But they are—they do have six threes and a two-point lead. Jake France having a real nice game with 14 points. And Landon Francis with 11 for Eldred. Coaches with their last-minute advice. And it looks like Weinberg, Warner, Ward, Reese, and France, the original starting five. And same with Eldred. Looks like Splain, Shenfield, Francis, Caldwell, Thomas. Bradford's going to inbound the ball at midcourt. Looks like it's going to be an exciting second half. And we're underway. Jake France across the timeline. Over to the wing, Adam Ward. Reese up top to Ward. Into the corner for Weinberg. Otto's in a man-to-man defense. Pass into Reese in the lane. And it's stolen away. Tipped away by Thomas and stolen away. Eldred with the ball. Owls in a 2-3 zone. Into the corner, down low to Thomas. Thomas with a strong move, misses. Rebounded by Caldwell, who has been a force underneath, and he travels. Caldwell's very strong underneath, and he got the rebound, but then he travels. It's going to be Owls basketball. Here's three-quarter pressure by Eldred. broken up by Jake and Adam Ward. Okay, down low to Weinberg. Weinberg shoots from the foul line. Off the mark, rebounded by Eldred. Up the court quick. Down low to Caldwell. Caldwell, turnaround jumper off both the front and back rim. Rebounded by Weinberg. Warner. Warner to Reese. Reese to France. France drives. And he was called for a charge. That's Jake's third foul. Inbounded by Eldred. Across the timeline. Adam Ward on the ball. Owls in a man-to-man now. Adam Ward. Oh! A quick hand there that the referee saw as a foul. That's the third foul on Talon Reese. So France and Reese both with three fouls here early in the second half. They both remain on the court. Inbounded by Eldred. Ooh. Okay, a missed shot by Eldred and a rebound by Weinberg. Jake was flirting with his fourth foul there. And there's a nice pass down low to Weinberg. Takes it up strong and is fouled. Weinberg's going to be at the foul line for two. That foul is on Davey Shenfield, and Chase's first free throw is off the mark. Otto leads 30-28, 6:20 to go in the third quarter. Second free throw is up and no good. Out of bounds off Bradford. The referee changed his mind there, and he's bringing the players back. Out of bounds off Eldred. And the Owls will inbound under their own basket. Weinberg in the corner, out to Ward. Reese, top of the key. Reese all the way around. Warner on a wing, back to Adam Ward up top. Adam Ward setting the play. France on a wing to the foul line for Weinberg. Handoff to France, and he tried to get it back to Weinberg, who wasn't ready for it. A turnover by the Owls. Eldred will have possession with a two-point lead with 5:54 to go in the third quarter. Landon Francis across the timeline. Dribbles to the corner to Splain. Splain to Thomas. Splain with a three ball, and it's good. That's his first three of the game. And the Terriers take a five-point lead. Reese all the way, and it's off the mark. Rebounded by Eldred. Down low. And out of bounds. Caldwell stepped on the end line with the pass down low. 5-point lead for Eldred. 5:17 to go in the third. You've got France, Ward, Reese, Weinberg, and Warner on for your Owls. Ward, Warner, Weinberg looking for an open man. Keeps it outside to Warner. Warner. Takes a shot. It's tipped there by Shenfield. Possession for Otto. And it's out of bounds off the Owls. Otto maintains possession. Francis will inbound. Francis inbounds to Splain. Splain drives the lane and puts the shot up. And there's a foul. Blocking foul, I believe, on Weinberg, which would be his second. Yes. And the third team foul. Two shots for Manning's plane. Eldred has a 5-point lead right now with 4:39 to go in the third quarter. Splane at the line for two. First one is up and good. Into the game comes Caldwell for, not sure who for, but Caldwell's in the game now for Eldred. And the second free throw for Splane is good. Adam Ward across the timeline. Eldred now back up to a 7-point lead. Adam finds Weinberg. Weinberg looking for an open man. Man-to-man defense by the Terriers. Weinberg with a drive. Spin move down the lane. And a travel. One extra step. Eldred's going to inbound with a 7-point lead. 4:16 to go in the third quarter. Francis with the ball. Down low to Thomas, who can't finish it. Caldwell with a rebound. Francis is fouled by Adam Ward. That'll be his third. Three players for your Owls have three fouls. Armstrong coming in the game for Adam Ward. Eldred inbounding the ball with a 7-point lead. 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. Francis down low. Sheed Thomas with a lay-in. Nine-point lead. The biggest of the game for Eldred. Reese Warner. Jake France with a three ball. His first points of the second half cuts the lead to six. Owls man-to-man defense. And there is a foul on Nasser Armstrong, his first. And Landon Francis will go to the line to shoot two. 6-point lead for Eldred, 3:28 to go in the third quarter. Francis' first free throw is up and good. Second free throw on the way and good. 8-point lead for Eldred, 3:26 to go in the third period. Warner on a wing, dribbles in. Thinks about a shot. Passes it to Reese. Reese drives in. Nice pass to Armstrong, who tries to get it to Weinberg. Saves it. Weinberg back to Warner. Down low to Weinberg. Nice pass. Weinberg lays it in. Good ball movement by the Owls there. Eldred quickly down the floor. Caldwell out to Shenfield, who drives and makes the basket. Another foul, I believe, on Armstrong. Strong drive there by Shenfield. And he made the basket and will shoot one. They still haven't put that number on the board for that foul. We're going to go with Armstrong for our sake. And the free throw is good by Shenfield. That's back to a 9-point lead for Eldred. Into the game comes Isaiah Demick for Eldred. France across the timeline. France goes all the way, and it's tipped out of bounds off Eldred. Jake France inbounding under the Owls basket to Weinberg. Weinberg with a strong move, double-teamed, still gets a shot up and in. Weinberg, very strong move. That's a foul on, and they're not going to put that one up either, I guess. So that is on number four. That's Caldwell, his third foul. Chase Weinberg's going to be at the line for one. The Owls currently trail 42-35. Free throw is up and good. So a six-point lead for Eldred and possession with 2:20 to go in the third quarter. Good defense by Armstrong. Owls in a man-to-man defense. Armstrong, really good defense. Thomas with the ball, drives the lane. And Armstrong close to a steal, but out of bounds off Armstrong. Eldred remains in possession. 2:05 to go in the third. Six-point lead for Otto. Manning's playing with the ball. Up top. Splane in the corner to Shenfield. Back to Splane. Jake France on the defense. To Thomas. Back to Splane, who shoots. Rebounded by Shenfield and then blocked out of bounds by Weinberg. Nice block there. Inbound to Thomas. Thomas strong to the hole and too hard. Rebounded by Weinberg. Cauley's in the game for your Owls and lays it in. Carter Cauley with the two-pointer to cut the lead to four. There's a three ball long off the mark and out of bounds. Owls will get possession. Into the game comes Marcus Terwilliger for Jake France. So let's reset your Owls lineup. Reese. Terwilliger, Cauley, Marasco, and Armstrong. So Reese brings it up across half court. Marcus with a nice pick. And Reese all the way to the basket, lays it in. We've got a two-point game, folks. 55 seconds left in the third quarter. Splane with the ball. Out to Hunter App, who's in the game now. Back to Splane. Then to Isaiah Demick. And there's a hand check on Marcus Terwilliger, his first. And they'll be at the line for two. That'll be Isaiah Demick for two shots. 42 seconds left in the third quarter. Otto with a two-point lead. First one's up and good for Demick. Jake France back into the game for Cauley. One more free throw for Demick. It is up and good. So Otto with a four-point lead. Owls with possession, 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. Terwilliger on a wing. Terwilliger. Back to France. France drives the lane. Nice pass to Armstrong, who lays it in. Beautiful dish there for France off to Armstrong. Two-point game. 18 seconds to go. Otto in possession. Splane, 10 seconds. Terwilliger with a defense. Armstrong with a defense. Back to Splane, to Williger, 2 seconds. Splane's shot is off the mark. And that's the end of the third quarter with Otto Eldred leading 44-42. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back. We'll be starting the fourth quarter here shortly. This is James Patrick at the Terror Dome. The championship game for the boys in the 2023 Russell Stebbins Memorial Tournament. Looks like we're in for an exciting fourth quarter with the Otto Eldred Terrors leading by two. They had a two-point halftime lead. They went out to as much as a 9-point lead. And the Owls storm back to within two. Eldred's going to inbound here to start the fourth quarter. So 44-42 Eldred. Eldred inbounds. Explained to Schofield. Shenfield in a corner to Thomas. And a pass too hard for Demick. Owls will get possession down by two. Splane comes back into the game for Demick for Eldred. On the floor, you've got Armstrong, Reese, France, Terwilliger, and Marasco. Pass too hard. Stolen away by Eldred. Quickly to the other end. Good defense by your Owls, man-to-man. Splane over. Three balls off the mark by Francis. And we have a foul on the rebound on Eldred. That's their first of the fourth quarter. That's on number four. That's his fourth foul for Brax Caldwell. Their big man underneath. And Isaiah Demick comes back into the game for Caldwell. Owls inbound, trailing by two, 7:18 to go in the third, in the game. France across the timeline. France goes all the way, puts up a jumper. It's off the front and back rim, rebounded by Eldred. And a drive in by Manning Splane puts the Terrors up by four. Jake France quickly to the other end. And a bad pass by the Owls, stolen away by Eldred. And there is a foul on Armstrong. That is Armstrong's third foul. And the first team foul. Chase Weinberg back into the game for Marasco. Adam Ward back into the game for Marcus Terwilliger. France, Weinberg, Ward, Armstrong, Reese in the game. And a pickpocket by Armstrong. Nice steal right there. Out to France for three. Off the mark. Rebounded by Armstrong. Strong rebound. Up and off the mark. Rebounded by Eldred. The Owls have him pinned in the corner. Timeout taken by Eldred. 30-second timeout. This is Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service and Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports. B107.5 FM, WESB, Bradford.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back, coming out of the timeout. Uh, Eldred will have possession with a four-point lead, 6:26 to go in the game. Eldred inbounds. Francis with the ball. Adam Ward with the defense, man-to-man defense. Splain back to Francis. Francis in the lane. Travels, I think. Yes. Good defense by Adam Ward. Created a turnover there. Owls will have possession, down by four. France, Ward, Reese, Armstrong, Weinberg. And Ward. Yeah, I had Ward, yes. Reese up top, sets up a play. Armstrong on the wing. To Adam Ward, who takes a jumper. Off the mark, gets his own board. Armstrong now has it. Armstrong with a jumper. Off the mark, rebounded by Eldred. Eldred in the corner to Schofield. Splain down low to Thomas. Thomas is fouled. Number 21, that would be Chase Weinberg, which puts him in the three-foul club. That's four players on your Owls with three fouls. No, that's five. All five starters with three fouls. And Sheen Thomas will be at the free throw line for two. First one is up and in. Five-point lead for Eldred. Five and a half to go. Second free throw is short, rebounded by Adam Ward. Owls down by five with possession. Adam Ward drives the baseline. France with a shot off the mark. And there's the fourth foul on Adam Ward, fighting for a rebound underneath. That's four on Adam with 5:16 to go. The third team foul on the Owls. Eldred with possession and a five-point lead, 5:10 to go in the game. Francis to Splain. Demick back to Splain, back to Francis. Adam Ward with the defense. Francis and Splain back and forth. Adam Ward still on the tough defense. Owls playing man-to-man. Four and a half to go in the game. Five-point lead for Eldred. Back to Francis. Kicks it out to Splain, who takes a shot. Off the mark, Reese with the rebound. Good defense there by your Owls. Reese to Warner. Warner to France. France drives the lane. Shot up and in. Jake France strong to the hoop. Three-point lead for Eldred. With possession, 4:07 to go. Francis. Adam Ward with a tough defense to Splain. Splain back to Francis. Francis back to Splain. Owls back in a zone. Oh. And a steal by Talon Reese to Weinberg for two. Very good defense there by Talon Reese. And good hustle by Weinberg to get down there. We got a one-point game with 3.5 minutes to go. Francis with the ball. Adam Ward with the defense. Out to Demick. To Splain. Back to Francis in the corner. Francis dribbled it off his foot, but Eldred maintained possession. Francis drives and a shot and a foul. I think the foul is on Weinberg, I think. It is his fourth. Two shots for Francis, Landon Francis, and the first one is up and in. Landon Francis with one more free throw. It's good to give Eldred the three-point lead with 3 minutes to go in the game. Warner with the ball. Warner to Weinberg, three-point line to France. France shoots the three. It's short. Rebounded by Adam Ward, and he's fouled. Adam Ward will be going to the line for two shots. 2:47 to go. Owls trail by three. That foul is on Sheen Thomas, his first. Ward's first free throw is up and good. Adam's first points of the second half. 2-point lead for Eldred. One more free throw for Adam Ward. Second free throw is up and too hard. Rebounded by Eldred. 2-point lead and an end possession for Eldred. Francis to Thomas. Thomas strong to the hole and lays it in. Strong move there by Sheen Thomas. Weinberg picks up his dribble to France. Blocking foul on Manning Splain. That's Eldred's third foul of the quarter. And here's that new inbound rule, actually. Oh, no, that's not it. There's a mess way at the far end being cleaned up. So we have currently a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. Or, no, we don't. That was a referee's pause. So the Owls are going to inbound the ball, down by four. 2:22 to go in the game. France, Weinberg, Ward, Reese, Weinberg, and Warner. Warner with the ball. 3-point line to France. Francis with a defense on France. Reese with the ball. Reese drives the lane and a shot and a foul. Talon Reese goes strong to the hole. The shot's off the mark, but they do foul him. That's Eldred's fourth foul of the quarter, and that is the second foul on Sheen Thomas. First free throw's up and off the mark for Reese. 2:04 to go in the game. Owls down by four. One more free throw here for Talon Reese. It's up, and it's too hard. Rebounded by Eldred. 2 minutes to go in the game. Francis with the ball to Splain. Splain guarded by France. Splain with the ball out to Demick. Demick back to Splain. To Francis, to Splain. Eldred's burning some clock here. Francis with the ball. 1.5 minutes to go. Timeout taken by Eldred. Full timeout. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Basketball action on WESB Sports is brought your way by a special group of local sponsors, including W.R. Case & Sons Cutlery Company, makers of quality handcrafted knives since 1889, and Dexter's Service & Collision on West Washington Street in Bradford. Winner Circle sponsors helping provide this basketball broadcast on WESB Sports, B107.5 FM, WESB Bradford.
LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, is the most rapidly growing drug and violence prevention charity in the United States. By using an evidence-based, tested, and proven effective curricula taught by law enforcement and educators, LEAD's school-based anti-drug and anti-violence program empowers children to make the right decisions about drugs, violence, alcohol, and bullying. Learn more about LEAD at leadrugs.org or follow us at We Are LEAD. Sponsored by LEAD Incorporated.
This is your season ticket. WESB Sports, the new B107.5 FM. WESB Bradford.
And welcome back to the Otto Elder Tournament. Action just got underway, and we had a foul on Wyatt Stark, who just entered the game for the Owls. That's his first. We're going to have Landon Francis, who's been very deadly from the foul line tonight, shooting two free throws. Francis up, and it's in. Adam Ward back into the game for Stark. That's a 5-point lead for Eldred. 1:21 to go in the game. Second free throw is up, and good. Owls trail by 6. Brendan Warner with the ball. 3-point line. Talon Reese. Reese drives the lane. Kick to Warner. Warner has it taken away by Splane. Good defense on the other end. Good hustle by Jake France to knock it out of bounds. Wyatt Stark back in for Adam Ward. Looks like Adam Ward's doing an offensive defensive with 4 fouls, he's in and out. So Eldred's going to inbound with 1:03 to go. Thomas to Francis. And Francis is fouled by Wyatt Stark. Francis has been deadly from the line, like I had said. He's not the guy we want to foul, doesn't look like. That's Wyatt Stark's second foul. Francis will be shooting 2 with a 5-point lead. First one is good. Owls are going to need a 3 ball on the other end when they get down here. Second free throw is up, and it's good. Terrors with a 8-point lead, 55 seconds to go in the game. Talon Reese drives the lane, fouled by, I believe, Splane. No, Sheen Thomas. Talon Reese will be at the line for 2. Trailing by 8, 52 seconds to go in the game. First one's good. Second ball is up and good for Reese. Timeout for the Owls. 30-second timeout. This is Bradford Owls basketball, WSB Sports.
Honesty and integrity go hand in hand. Al Dexter and his team has provided complete car care, serving the community since 1986. Dexter's offers complete automotive service and repair on all domestic and import vehicles. From the basics like a PA state inspection and oil changes to complete collision repair and frame straightening, let Dexter's Service and Collision professionals do it right. Dexter's Service and Collision, 156 West Washington Street. Call Dexter's and let them do it right.
WESB Sports.
Welcome back to the Terror Dome, championship game of the 2023 Russell Stebbins Memorial Basketball Tournament. Eldred currently has possession of the ball and a 6-point lead, 52 seconds to go. Owls are going to apply full court pressure. Splane with the inbound to Francis. Adam Ward with the defense on Francis. Out to Thomas, back to Francis. Francis is fouled by, I'm not going to tell you who I thought it was. Okay, they're going to put it on Reese. That's who I thought it was. That's his 4th. 2 shots here for Landon Francis again, who's been just about perfect in the line. Francis is up, and it's off the mark. Maybe I jinxed him. I hope. So here comes a second shot. Owls trail by six, 44 seconds to go. Second shot is up and in. 7-point lead for Eldred. Here comes Adam Ward across the timeline quickly. Owls need to get somebody free for a three. That's stolen away by Eldred. And foul on either Ward or another foul on Landon Francis, who will shoot two, and that is five fouls on Chase Weinberg, who is fouled out of the game. Into the game for Chase comes Daniel Marasco. 7-point lead for the Otto Eldred Terrors. 32 seconds to go. And two shots for Landon Francis. First one is up and good. Eight-point lead for Eldred, 32 seconds. Second free throw is up and good. Reese brings the ball down court, drives in, kicks it out to Adam Ward, stolen away by Francis, who is fouled. Francis will be at the line again for two. That fouls on Jake France, his fourth. Landon Francis has cemented this game for his team from the free throw line here late. And another good free throw. Armstrong's going to come into the game for Jake France. For your Owls. 10-point lead for Eldred, 23 seconds to go. Second free throw is up and good. 60-49, the Terrors lead. Reese with a three-pointer off the mark, rebounded by Caldwell. And a timeout taken by Eldred to empty their bench. 14 seconds to go. 60-49, the Terrors lead. We will keep it right here. Since we've waited this long. Thought they were just going to empty the bench, but they are going to utilize the full timeout, which is half over. So Eldred has pulled away to an 11-point lead here late. We had a 2-point game at the end of the third quarter. On the floor for your Owls is going to be Daniel Marasco, Wyatt Stark, Armstrong, Colley, and Terwilliger. Seconds to go. Eldred to inbound. Inbound to Splain. Splain dribbling around, 7 seconds to go. Marcus Terwilliger with the defense, and that's going to run out the clock, folks. So your final score is the Otto Eldred Terrors, 60. Bradford Owls, 49. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on WSB Sports.
Bradford Owls Basketball on WESB Sports, AM 1490 and B107.5 FM, is brought to you by members of the WESB Winners Circle. Winners Circle sponsors include W.R. Case & Sons and Dexter's Service & Collision. This is Bradford Owls Basketball on your season ticket, WESB Sports, B107.5 FM and AM 1490, WESB Bradford.
guys. It's me, Isabella Gomez, filling in for Smokey Bear because he's got more to say than just...
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Like, if you're outside enjoying a barbecue, don't let a hamburger distract you from fire safety. Make sure you aren't dumping your hot coals or ashes onto the ground because that could start a wildfire. So take wildfire prevention seriously and let's save the world one day at a time. Juntos con Smokey Bear, podemos hacerlo. Go to SmokeyBear.com to learn more about wildfire prevention.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
Oftentimes, the wheelchairs our veterans and first responders receive from their healthcare providers are subpar at best. Some are falling apart with a years-long waiting list for a new one. This lag causes a tremendous amount of stress for our heroes and creates a burden for their caregivers. Isolation leads to depression. We build what they need to get outdoors, hunting, fishing, or playing sports. Join the mission at wheelchairsforwarriors.org.
I was in the middle of the Atlantic Ocean when it happened. There was a sudden jolt and our submarine crashed on the seafloor. We were in total darkness.
That's Dr. Dejana Figueroa, a marine biologist and STEM teacher, talking about a deep sea dive she'll never forget.
It's funny. When I was a kid, I was afraid of the ocean. And there I was, 2 miles below the surface. But as a scientist, you prepare for that. Using our training and a little creativity, we fixed the sub and finished our experiments. The dive was just too important. Every dive gives us glimpses at things few people ever get to see. Glowing creatures, fiery undersea volcanoes. When we got back to the surface, I kissed the ground and called my mom, of course. But you know what? I wouldn't trade that dive for anything.
Dr. Figueroa uses her passion for STEM to discover new things and make the world a better place. She can STEM, so can you. Check out She Can STEM for more stories and inspiration. A message from the Ad Council.
Together, we build schools out of abandoned buildings. Together, we bring food to hungry children in need. Together, we see solutions instead of problems. We are the 1.2 million members of Rotary, community leaders in your neighborhood and around the globe, brought together to do one thing, make more good happen. Connect with us at Rotary.org. Together, we are Rotary, and we are people of action.
WESB Sports.
And welcome back for the wrap-up of the 2023 Russell Stebbins Memorial Basketball Tournament here in Otto Eldred at the Terror Dome. Your Owls fall short tonight in the championship game, 58-49. They lose to the Otto Eldred Terrors in a very well-played game by both teams. It was a tight game after three quarters, just 2 points separated, and then the Terrors were able to separate late. The all-tournament team was just announced, and Jake France was a member of the all-tournament team, and the most outstanding player of the tournament was Landon Francis, who led the Terrors tonight with 24 points. Sheen Thomas had 14. Manning Splain with 9. Davey Shenfield with 6. Isaiah Demick with 5. Your Owls were led by Jake France with 19. Chase Weinberg with 13. Talon Reese with 6. Adam Ward, 5. Nestor Armstrong, 4. And Carter Cauley with a single basket for 2. So your Owls fall to 1-2 on the season. Maybe some growing pains for these seniors. I don't know, but they're senior-led, and I think they're going to have a nice season. I know they're disappointed in tonight's result, but they'll rebound after the holidays here and be back at it. So that is your final here at the Terror Dome. Otto Eldred takes the championship over your Bradford Owls, 58-49. This is Bradford Owls basketball on WSB Sports.